This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out.
Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
To the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Along with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you, we got Che, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Friday. We cannot wait for the Bears and the San Francisco 49ers, Cap. And how about for you last night, man? You got a mixture of White Sox, a mixture of the first game of the season, watching the Rams and the Bills, and also Carly Simon. Yesterday, over at Ravinia. How was she? She doing good?
Stevie Nicks.
Pardon me?
It was Stevie Nicks, not Carly Simon.
One and the same. Go ahead. Tell me about Carly. How was she?
Stevie Nicks was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
Packed house. I had the game on the iPad. Brett and I were, and Garrett were watching it. It was somewhat of a snooze fest because it was a blowout, but I was on the right side of the ledger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know I love that Bills team. Now, if they don't turn it over three times in the first quarter or first half,
yeah,
that thing's like 45-10.
Mm-hmm.
Blowout city. They're really, really good. And now we got the Bear and the Niner on the lakefront.
Now, you see, the reason why that I was tuned in to watch the Bills and the Rams in the Hood Cave last night, right? Glorious Hood Cave. A little sky. And shout out to the sky. The season's over. They lost to Connecticut. They blew it in the fourth quarter. I don't know what happened. They ran out of gas somehow at home at Wintrust. I don't know how that happened. But nonetheless, you have the sky on one channel. You got the little White Sox, a little baseball. And on the main channel, my friend, you get the Bills and the Rams. And the reason why I watch Cap and the reason why I watch out-of-town football, if you want to call it that, is because you want to see what it looks like when it's right. And I don't mean the champs. I don't mean the Rams. I'm talking about Buffalo. There's a reason why that they're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl because it looks like that.
Wow, are they good. Holy cow. And I would like to know, where's the coverage on the Rams secondary? Their guy's running, to use a Waddle term, unfettered access to the end zone.
Yes. Yes.
It was incredible. Incredible.
Did you know Allen Robinson was still on the Bears?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Seriously.
What did he get? Two targets?
One reception, good for 12 yards, two targets.
Well, that wasn't covered by Jalen Ramsey. If Jalen Ramsey had been covering him, it might have been like seven catches for 150 yards and two tutties.
I mean, hold on a second now. Mm-hmm. It's Matt Nagy's fault. They didn't use him right. You look like the same guy to me.
Yep. Yep, just out there, just a
Matt's
guy.
Matt's like, I'm in Kansas City, I had nothing to do with it.
He's got his hands up, saying it's not me. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that this is, what we saw last night may not be his season. Because, it's Sean McVay, he's a boy genius when it comes to football and offense. But Cap, really?
Unbelievable, man.
Really? Two targets? Really?
Two.
Big target like that?
Yeah.
And is it number one? Is that what he is in the roster? Is that his number one or two? Like a very small number. All I know is I'm watching the game, and this is when it looks right. When you got a guy like Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, who you were able to cash in. By the way, you've got some fine money from last night's game.
I do. I had Gabriel Davis first touchdown 9-1. Thank you. I had Buffalo Bills. Thank you.
Yes.
They were in my picks here, in the Sylvie and I in the potash column.
Mm-hmm.
Those two had, and again, I may not win another game all weekend, but they had the Rams. I had the Bills as a top play of the weekend. Blowout city.
Yeah. Well, this is why many feel good about the Bills. Now, all of the pageantry, the Los Angeles Rams, everyone's there. The stars are there to see the Rams. you know, get their hardware. They're the champs, and they come out and play so flatly. Now, here's the thing. Here's also I learned. I learned yesterday. There's the Matt Stafford I know. There he is. There he is with three interceptions and sacked seven times. So already out of the box, issues with the offensive line, the bad wing from Stafford. This is going to be a story all season long, by the way. He's out there playing at maybe 50%.
Maybe. That arm is messed up.
I mean, you can't bend it.
Who's their backup? Shea, who's the backup in L.A.?
I mean, that's the whole thing with that, man. I mean, if he's not playing at 100% and then has no line in front of him, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Tough.
Tough.
Yeah.
Andrew Whitworth ain't walking through that door. Did you see him with the trophy before the game?
Yeah.
That dude's lost 30 pounds already.
The Rams' backup quarterbacks are John Wolford and Bryce Perkins.
Who?
Wow.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah.
I really remember Bryce Perkins from Virginia.
Think about that. Think about that.
You're a better man than me that you knew that.
This is when you put all your money, your chips in the middle of the table. Don't worry about the backup quarterback. We got the rest. Excuse me?
Correct.
You don't worry about the backups when you've spent, you know, $1 trillion on your roster trying to win again. God bless them. Tip of the cap because they're trying. But the whole point of this, Cap, is that when we see the Buffalo Bills, when we have Bears fans calling us and tweeting us and saying, you guys are haters, why can't you believe in this team? All I say is, with perspective, when you have a new regime, it takes time to find out who can play and who can't. And everything is predicated for me on the development of Justin Fields and giving him protection and giving him weapons to throw to. You can be a fan, but you also can look at it with a critical eye and say, okay, it's a new regime. They got to clean up the mess from the previous regime. Mm-hmm. And then year two, year three, year four, you should be ready. But some want to put the cart before the horse. And if that's where you want to be, that's fine. But I'm protecting myself from disappointment by looking in reality and saying, I know what talent looks like. And if you know what talent looks like, look at Josh Allen. If you're not sure what it looks like, look at the way they ran the football, the Bills. Look at Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. Look at the way they were able to get after the Rams' offense. The defense was gashing Stafford left and right.
Von Miller.
Yes.
Wow.
Spinning and turning.
Okay, so we saw all of that. Blowout.
Right. But what does that say for Bears fans? Do they understand that that's what it looks like when it's great?
We got people calling in here and go, that team can win 8, 9, 10 football games. The Bears?
Right.
The Bears against the Bills is 78 to nothing. I mean, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Please. I'm looking at these prognosticators going, well, I think the Bears can win 8 or 9. Really? I'm not being a hater. I'm being honest. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I had Dan Pompey on yesterday. I highly respect Dan Pompey, the Hall of Famer.
What did Dan say?
So he's taken flack for his column where he interviewed three current scouts in the league. Mm-hmm. Your take on the Bears. One of them had him 6-11. The other two had him 5-12. Dan's like, that's what they are. They're a five-win team. He's got them at 5. And everyone I've talked to who are fans, that's just a stupid column. What do they know? Three guys that worked in the league for a long time and a Hall of Fame journalist who watched a lot of football. We all hope we're wrong. I'm not rooting against them.
Right.
We have a bad roster. I love our quarterback. He's in a really tough spot.
Yes, he is. He's in a tough spot because, again, when you take a look at, and even with the Rams' loss, the point is that they are the Super Bowl champions until someone knocks them off. And yesterday's game, you saw supposed to be two of the best teams in the NFL. And, again, look at the personnel. Look at the difference-making. Look at the amount of money that was spent to be able to get to this stratosphere. And so with the Bears, I'm not talking down on any Bears fan. You fan how you want to fan. You feel how you want to feel. There's nothing wrong with that. You should be optimistic, but you also should be able to keep a close eye on how Poles does business. Is this better or worse than Pace? Time will tell, right? Because in next season, with as much money as they have, over $100 million to be able to have in salary cap space, Cap, this will tell you all you need to know about how Poles generally manages the team. What are you going to look at for the draft? What do you think the needs are? Because, listen, we understand what you did. You moved talent off the books. to be able to get that salary cap space. Mm-hmm. This is evaluation to find out how your draft picks and some of these other guys you picked off the middle to the bottom shelf, how they're going to fare, right? They feel, I guess Poles and Eberflus feel like this will just be kind of a transition year.
Correct.
And it's okay to do that. It's okay. If you feel confident that you'll be here at least 4 years, give yourself a year. And then year two, three, four, man, you got to be ready. Especially with the extra wild card now, you got an opportunity now to do something.
No question.
Yeah.
And if they have a horrific year this year, doesn't mean they can't get this thing turned around in short order.
So the question that we have for you this morning, Bears fans, as we get ready, man, we finally are here. Sunday, we get the Bears and the 49ers. Cap and I want to find out pretty much one word. How do you feel about the season? In one word, how do you feel about the season? And the reason why we want you to put it, boil it down to one word is some of you feel like you're optimistic about the Bears. Some of you feel like this might be a season of transition. Some think this is a disaster. Some think this is the same as Nagy and Pace. But if you had one word to describe the Bears season, Cap, what would it be? Say that one. Don't move past that word. Give me that. You're an English major. Give me that word that you were thinking right there.
Train wreck.
Oh God.
Train wreck.
Train wreck.
Yeah. I got a song I want Shay to pull up for me. We'll play it in the next segment.
Okay.
I think it describes the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
It describes what I think's going to happen. And again, Ryan Poles picked a lane. Like when we were discussing, are they going to fire Pace? Are they going to fire Nagy? We think they're going to fire Nagy, but we don't know. Are they going to kick Pace upstairs? Maybe he gets a consultant's role. Maybe he's upstairs. Maybe he'll stay in you. All of that. Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. I said, I think there's more talent on this roster that if they go out and make a few smart additions and change coaches, they can maybe win 9 football games. Ryan Poles looked at that roster. And Waddle and Sylvie, to their credit, kept saying, closer to a rebuild than they are to go deep in the playoffs. Okay. Ryan Poles concurred with them, looked at his roster, and said, I'll take all the dead cap money on Khalil Mack right now.
Mm-hmm.
Out. Good player. We're not in that position.
Right.
Gone. Allen Robinson never got a phone call.
Right.
Akeem Hicks, who is the talk of Tampa. I've been reading. Everyone's saying that this guy's amazing.
He's going to be a beast.
A beast.
Yeah, because he's healthy and motivated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We didn't even call him. Not even a phone call. What would it take? And he had said, I'm still interested in staying in Chicago. I love it there. Gone. They picked their lane.
Yeah.
They didn't spend big money in free agency. The one guy they tried to sign failed their physical. He's now a starter in Pittsburgh.
And Joby.
Larry Ogunjobi.
Mm-hmm.
Name me what else they did in free agency of any substance.
No, those are trend. Those are just guys. St. Brown, guys like that.
Pringle, who'd they get in the first round?
Well,
didn't have one,
yeah.
So my opinion, and it's just my opinion, you did not spend appreciable money in free agency. You did not have a first round pick that's going to impact your roster. You have 15 rookies, 6 of whom were not drafted in the National Football League. Can one of them be a really good player? Yeah. I'm sure somebody's going to... Jack Sanborn will surprise.
Oh, Jack Sanborn.
People are so...
Oh, Jack Sanborn.
Like, I'm thrilled that he made the team. He's a local kid. He went to Wisconsin. He's a nice player.
I'm there.
There is not enough talent here to be a factor in the division. There just isn't.
All right. We are asking the question to you. Charlie, let's open the phone line. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Give us one word to describe your feelings about the upcoming Bears season. Well, I'll give you my word coming up next and get your reaction. How do you feel about the Bears season? Give us your thoughts in one word on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show. And Jay Hood, mornings at 7 here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Saying good morning to you guys on Twitch as well. twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Thanks for keeping the conversation going all day long right here on ESPN 1000. As Cap and I asked the question to you, What is the one word that you have that would describe the Bears season? How do you feel about the Bears season in one word? 312-332-3776.
A couple things. Sylvie asked a poll question yesterday. Better sports weekend. Snorling, first four-day weekend of the NFL or first 4 days of the NCAA men's basketball tournament?
Men's basketball tournament, easily. That's Buddy? My number one with a bullet for the year.
Hoodrow?
I would concur. Not only that, I would also agree.
Jake?
Charlie, you all right, buddy?
Oh, Charlie, sorry.
I would go with the NFL just because there's nothing better than that. The first for me, there's nothing better than the first sound of that red zone jingle and Scott Hansen getting me ready to go. But I also love the first weekend of March Madness.
Okay, NCAA tournament right now. You can still vote on Sylvie's Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie. 54.4% go NCAA tournament.
All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. My one word, my friend, would be transformation.
If I had to seriously give you a word, it'd be house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going through, house cleaning.
What about your first word, your first thought?
Train wreck. Shay, you got some music for me?
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Woo! You'll be coming round the mountain.
Everyone out there is like, bring on the Niners and bring on this team. Oh, with our schedule. I just got one guy tweeting at me. With our schedule, I can see 9 wins. Are you smoking a bong this morning? That light coming round the mountain. Green Bay twice. Buffalo. Minnesota. An improving Detroit team. And a bunch of others. Hey, Braxton. Yeah, that ain't some dude that Cleveland cut. That guy's name is Nick Bosa. Yes, excuse me. Larry Borum? Yeah, I'd like you to meet Eric Armstead. Sam Mustafer? Yeah, that guy there's name is Fred Warner. He's the second highest paid linebacker in football. Maybe they'll get lucky this weekend and win. I hope they do.
I hope so.
That coming round the mountain is a freaking freight train.
So that song, by the way, coming around the mountain, still number one with the bullet in Tuscola, Illinois. So shout out to Southern Illinois listening as we play that for you.
That's it.
Because it's still a hot jingle.
We're here for the Salukis today, Hoodie.
Yes, we are. There's no question about it. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Your one word to describe the Bears season as we start off with Chris in Libertyville on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know if I really have a word to describe them. Sorry, Hoodie, but I mean, I kind of called when you guys were talking about Allen Robinson.
By the time you're done with this call, you will have a word. So you'll come up with something. Just keep talking. You'll come up with something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Allen Robinson, I mean, I listen to you guys every day, and I remember all year last year, people would call and say, oh, he's a top 10 wide receiver. And I'm sure he'll have some nice games this year. But he's not even close to that guy anymore. And he's probably a top 50 guy. But just really quickly on the Bears, I don't get where everybody sees this offense coming from this year. I think Mooney's a good player, but people act like David Montgomery is, like, you know, the next Walter Payton. And the guy, like, I mean, go look at the seasons that the guy has had. He's never stayed healthy for the most part. I mean, he's an above-average running back. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, Chris, you obviously had a glass of lucidity this morning. You're a very lucid, very well-spoken caller.
I would also say maybe you should change the people that you talk to. Somebody saying that David Montgomery is as Walter Payton has been on this show.
Not us, but there are a lot of people out there that can't believe that the Bears aren't going to get a long-term big-money deal on keep David Montgomery. He's a nice player.
I really like David Montgomery. Yep.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Glad he's on our team. I remember arguing with a bunch of people. Oh, Allen, Cap, you're slandering Allen Robinson. He's a top 10 receiver, maybe top 5. Stop yourself. Stop.
Well, that's what I thought he was when he came into the Bears. I'd say, you know, when we'd have that conversation about is he a top 10 receiver, I'd say, yeah, if he's top 10, then he'd be 10. or lower. you know, it'd be like in the Big Ten, you don't really have 10 teams anymore. In this metaphorical, like, 10, he would be probably a little bit under that. But I thought that's what he would be coming in because of Matt Nagy, because I thought the offense would be good. Not the case anymore.
Totally agree.
Now, if he gets lost in this Rams team, holy cow. There's a lot of talent there. Shout out to Cooper Kupp. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that's an elite receiver, man.
Oh, man. We go to Justin in Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Justin.
Morning, Cap Hoodie. Hope everything's good. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. My word is uncertain because we don't know how Eberflus is going to coach. We don't know how the defense is going to pan out. We don't know how the offensive line is going to pan out. We don't know if Justin Fields has developed any from last season. Yeah, we got a couple preseason games, but, I mean, no, the starters weren't even playing. So we can drink the Kool-Aid on that, but we don't know how it's going to pan out. I'm through with, like, the hope, and we're hoping everything gets good year after year. We hope everything gets good. We hope everybody's coming into the season with positivity. That hasn't worked for us in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So I don't know. I'm uncertain. So that's why, like I said, I'm grading on a game-to-game basis. That's all I wanted to say. I appreciate y'all taking my calls as always, and I hope y'all have a good one.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. Man. Thank you very much. It's the equivalent for some people, and I understand, Cap, that in some ways our business has changed where it's got to be, you got to give that hot take. You got to say that the Bears are the best or the worst. Actually, there is a middle ground in that because you have to see it's a first-time general manager, first-time head coach with a bunch of players where some can really be good and some you really are more question marks. I don't see a bunch of negatives on the roster when I look at this depth chart every morning. I just have a lot of question marks. And I think that's only fair, especially in a first-year regime.
Correct. It is going to take time. It is not, well, we got Ryan Poles, we got Eberflus in here. That dirty Matt Nagy, that dirty Ryan Pace, they're out of here. What? They won 6 games. We got to win 9 with better coaching. No, that is not how it works, folks. It's not.
Chris, do you have that word yet? Chris?
Uncertain.
Thank you very much.
See, you.
I knew we knew you'd have a word. See, you just be patient, Cap. He gives us the word.
Yes. She'll be coming around the mountain, man. Those are going to be teams that look at the Bears like a hungry man on a ham sandwich.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I will take more of your phone calls. The one word to describe Bears football for this season for you. We'll take your phone calls on that. Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix on Cap and Jay Hood.
Also, good night for your White Sox, man.
Oh, yeah.
Still alive. Yeah, We're still here.
Yeah. Grandma's still alive. Just make her comfortable. Back after this.
I'm at Ravinia, enjoying a wonderful night. I'm owner George, and Ryan and Matt are football guys. And boy, I can't wait until the season starts as we take on the San Francisco 49ers. Well, we get letters from far and wide. Do it, Stevie! Woo! 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 We get letters from far and wide that ask us questions about your Chicago Bears, like this one. I brought it out here to Ravinia with me. Woo! 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 Like this letter from Matt in Independence, Missouri, who asks, "Dear George, why did you have a change at the head coaching position? I don't understand. I mean, you had an offensive mind in Matt Nagy, and now you're going with a coach whose last name you can't even pronounce, Matt Eberflus. Huh. I don't know why you made the change. Sign, Matt from Independence, Missouri. Huh. Keep going, Stevie. I got a letter. All right, here we go. Dear Matt, thank you so much for your interest in the Chicago Bears. We like Coach Abercrombie, and we believe he will make a difference. Hold on, Stevie. Hold on. Matt, Independence, Missouri. Matt, Independence. Wait a minute. Matt, Independence, Missouri. That's near Kansas City. Is that you, Nagy? You know what? You're not getting a letter, Nagy. I know Coach Abercrombie, and he's going to do a fine job. I'm out of here. Thanks so much, and go Bears as we beat the 49ers. Tell them, Stevie. Go Bears! Who?
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000. We got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock.
We've got Alex Brown every day after the game, so he'll be starting with us his maiden voyage on Monday at 9 o'clock. We have that exclusive content of the letters with Owner George.
Yeah.
So you want Bears coverage, we got you covered.
How about that? Did you even know George is at Ravinia with you last night?
I didn't. It was crowded, man.
Mm-hmm.
Crowded.
You didn't see George there.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. But he might have been in the pavilion. Us peons were out on the lawn.
Oh, peons. Of course. You have a tree with your name on it. The Caplets.
No.
Oh, stop it.
Absolutely not.
In Farmington Hills, listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Nesby on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Nesby.
Good morning. Hey, I'm a little disappointed in Cap, man. Cap, let me break it down to you.
Here we go.
You're disappointed in Cap and water is wet. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
You know, they had the third toughest schedule last season. Mm-hmm. Third toughest. And still pulled out six games, Cap, and four of those losses that they took, they blew in the last 4 minutes. That could have potentially been 10 wins, Cap. 10. With that abysmal roster last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that tougher schedule, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, they got better coaches, and I know you keep saying coaches don't matter, but it does.
Whoa, when did I ever say that? Whoa!
Because well, hold on, Cat. You just made a comment not too long ago, oh, they got better coaching, so talent. Okay, I get it. They don't have much talent, but the guys that they got are solid, and you know what? They're going to play hard. You think they don't hear this disrespect that they're getting on the national media and from their own Chicago media? You think they don't hear this? You think they not? Last I checked, they pros too, Cap. They're gonna go out there and do what they got to do.
So Nesby, how many are they winning?
I told you they're gonna win about 9 or 10 games this season. That schedule is too cake. It's too easy. Think about it. The two Minnesota games last year, you threw up Minnesota like they some juggernaut. We've been kicking their ass the last 4 years. 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Nesby,
we're not worried about Minnesota. We're not worried about Detroit.
So right away, you've got the Bears second in the division.
Yes, behind the Packers.
It starts on Sunday, though, doesn't it? But Nesby, if it's going to happen, it starts on Sunday. You got to start with the 49ers.
Absolutely.
Again, I hope you're right and I'm wrong. But do you want me to come on here and go, yeah, I see 10, 11 wins for this team? I don't, so I'm going to be honest. You're always going to get me to be honest. If I'm wrong, I'll say it. I don't believe I'll be wrong.
All right, my friend. We appreciate your phone call, as always, Nesby. And he leaves line open for you, 312-332-3776. St. Louis in St. Charles, here's Rob on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. Man, so many people are just so angry.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I think when you say a word that best describes the Bears, in my opinion, is the word sore. I feel like the last regime got fat with incompetence.
And you know when you gain weight, it, as you know, like you, that first workout, you're just sore as hell afterwards. You know,
yep.
Like, you know it's what's needed to be done, and you feel like crap, but you know it's the long result. Once you keep that going, you'll get in shape and be, you know, you'll start looking good by summer. In this case, Poles had to do what he needed to do. He had to cut, you know, cut where he needed to do. He needed to fix a cap, which was just horrendous. I know it's a thing this year, but we know next year he's going to have such a huge cap space to do pretty much whatever he wants.
You're correct.
And looking just next year will be where we take that spring forward. This year, I feel like it's kind of a toss-up. Maybe some guys will surprise us. Maybe we'll find some of those diamonds in the rough. But I'm not expecting, like, a huge season. I'm expecting a season of seeing where we're at. And I think that's why I feel like it's a soul, like I feel like sore is such a good word, because after a heavy ass workout, you don't know exactly kind of where you're going to end up, but you know you're making progress towards the right direction.
Rob, we're glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call.
I remember the day Theo got hired. The day he got hired, he sat down with all the media, and he remember what the Sun-Times back page was? Theo walking across Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Theo can walk on water because the Messiah had arrived in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned a bunch of us standing there. He goes, let me just make a prediction. It might be 6 months. It might be a year. If I'm really lucky, it's 2 years. You'll turn on me. You will be writing, I don't know if this guy knows what he's doing. This thing is awful. We thought when we got Theo, we'd be way better, man, and it's terrible. He reminded us of that a billion times, and they lost 101 games.
Yeah.
They lost 99 games. They lost 89 games. Everyone's like, I thought this guy was really good. Your team is 400 billion games under 500 in his 3 years here. And then what did he do?
World Series.
He built you a champion.
That's exactly right, which I knew was going to happen.
97, 103, 95.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gave you 5 out of 6 years playoffs. Did he make mistakes? No doubt. And Ryan Poles, we can hope, can have the same ascending trajectory. But right now, that's not how he designed it.
More of your phone calls coming up on your one word to describe the Bears season for you. 312-332-3776. Shot or no shot coming up at 8 o'clock. Shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. Right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find the unnamed MMA podcast with Shorewood and Abdallah. There's a big UFC fight right around the corner. You can find out a preview if you just click the ESPN Chicago app and go to the unnamed MMA podcast. Cap, yesterday we saw in Arlington Heights a town hall with the powers that be, with the Chicago Bears and the people of Arlington Heights. There's a number of quotes that came out of there. One of them was that Bears team president Ted Phillips says that they're not anticipating having a retractable roof on the enclosed stadium they're going to have in Arlington Heights. The quote was, the costs are prohibitive. The return isn't there. Now, I'm all for a roof. Retractable? Yeah, it'd be nice. He says the return isn't there. The return will be there. It doesn't matter if it's retractable or just a regular dome. You're going to have a lot of money put in there.
Correct, but I think, and I, you know, don't agree with Ted on everything, but I think he's right. If you go back and do some research on the cost of a retractable roof on the dome, it adds so much money to the cost. What is it recoup for you? What is ROI, as my wife likes to tell me?
ROI, yeah.
Return on investment.
Yeah.
You're going to get the events that you want, NCAA Final Fours and Big Ten tournaments and title games and all that. That's all going to be played with the roof closed. So why do we need the roof open?
He says that U.S. Bank in Minneapolis is kind of like the model where you feel like you're outside, but you're not because you see the windows.
Correct.
See through the window while you're in the dome.
Correct.
Are there any plans to build a casino on the property? Ted Phillips, no. That's probably as of yesterday.
No, I'm hearing there is no plan because they're in bed with Bet Rivers.
Well,
Rivers does not want to cannibalize, what I was told, does not want to cannibalize their casino business, which is doing very well in Rosemont.
How you doing?
How you doing?
So you, do you
Brad Stevens, my guy.
So do you think that could be Bet Rivers Stadium?
So I believe that they have some stake in the Churchill Downs Corporation that sold the land. Neil Bloom. You remember what Governor Pritzker said to me when we were at Swift & Son?
Yeah, I do.
I said, you're the most powerful man in the state. Can you please make the sports gambling in-person registration go away? Neil Bloom is way more powerful than me.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And so, from what I was told, there will be some type of a tie. It could be with Bet Rivers. It could be with someone else if they get outbid. But they're going to have an in. But they are not going to put a casino there at this time because all it does is cannibalize the business that they're trying to drive everyone to in Rosemont with the airport right there. You know, if you have a 5-6 hour layover, they have shuttles that take you right to the casino.
And as he says, we have no plan B. Our singular focus is on this property.
Correct.
It is about Arlington Heights, nothing else.
Correct.
I hope Mayor Lightfoot heard that. Jimmy Joe Pesci is joining us on Captain J Hood. Good morning, Jimmy Joe.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing? Here's a word for you. Here's a word for you, Hoodie. What you lack towards me, you should put in towards the Bears. Respect.
Enough about you. Let's talk more about you.
Sorry?
Enough about you. Let's talk more about you. We're talking about the Bears, and you're concerned about how I treat you. Please talk about the Bears. Yeah. That's the topic.
Respect. There you go, Hoodie. Respect. Won't you respect the organization? Yeah. We want Super Bowls every other week. Absolutely. Who doesn't want their team winning? But what about starting with respect? Because I guarantee you this. I guarantee you this. And you could take this to the bank, Hoodie. You could take this to the bank. If they win 12 or 13 games and go to the wild card or go to the playoffs, what are you going to be doing, Hoodie?
I'll be hosting this show and talking about the Bears.
You're going to be praising.
Yeah.
But won't you start with respect? There's a word for you. Respect, Hoodie.
Okay, I respect the Chicago Bears because I choose to talk about them every morning. You're a one-track record, one pony. All you call in and talk about is respect. There's got to be other words that you got to learn besides just the word respect.
And I respect that the Bears had the temerity to go out and make a change.
Of course.
Buy out the coaches who have money left, buy out the GM who had money left, buy out the support staff that had money. That's not cheap now. And then go get Ryan Poles, who Minnesota was going to probably hire him the next day. Mm-hmm. That's where he was supposed to go, and George went, you're not leaving. Let's get a deal done. I want you.
Yeah.
Same, Eberflus had to come. It's not cheap to go get all the assistance he wants, to steal Luke Getz. You got to pay these people. So I have respect for what they did.
Of course.
Now you got to win.
That's all it is.
Got to build this
but
thing.
But I also respect the process of what they're trying to do.
There's a process.
If they were going all in, there'd be all kind of free agents and big-time money spent. But they were looking at it smartly and say, let's wait until the next year. We got over $100 million of cap space.
Correct.
We can really start plugging in some great players that can make a difference for this team.
That's correct.
We got Shot or No Shot in 2 minutes. Also, we will put money in your pocket with some college and pro picks at 8:15. All part of Cap and J Hood.